Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Seder Sphere. I'm your host and Captain Scott the Seder. Yeah, that's my name. I almost said Steve the Tater, because that's what Big Fatty calls me. And as with me, as always, is my flame daemon, our co-pilot, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi, Cindy.
More proof. I could probably do the intro better, too.
Go for it.
No, that's all right.
No, go for it.
I already showed you up once doing the intro. No, that's all right.
I see how you are.
Mm-hmm. Although we are going to need an hour, so maybe I should just repeat everything you say.
I don't think we're going to do an hour.
No, we're not going to get nothing happen this week.
Both of us are exhausted.
From society in general.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I almost said Steve the Tater, because that's what Big Fatty calls me.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2858 of the BFO for Monday the 14th of January 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend. Big Fatty, I feel a nipple nap coming on. Celebrities, Big Fatty, thank you for considering me a celebrity. No, not you, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Big Fatty, how do you know it's Monday? Because we just played the Monday happy music. Oh, that's right. You remember this week. It's true. Now, y'all, next week, that's a different story because we'll be recording next Monday's little show from the... From the Metropolis Complex as part of the Leather Weather Weekend. Y'all, you are celebrities today, though, because of this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we're 1 week away from the start of the celebrity Big Brother, and y'all, according to the inner tubes, the cast has been announced. Being Fatty, I don't know most of these, y'all. I don't know most of them either. It says full confirmed final cast: Aubrey O'Day. Y'all, now evidently that is somebody that. That the president had sex with. One of those hookers. Alleged affair, that's it. No, Donald Trump Jr. Okay, never mind. Dina Lohan, I don't know. She has something to do with Lindsay Lohan. Jonathan Bennett, another connection to Lindsay Lohan. Mean Girls actor. So Dina is Lindsay's mama. Johnny Bananas, y'all, I've never heard of the name Johnny Bananas before, but made it big for himself in reality TV. Got his start on Real World Key West. Sean Spicer, you know, he was he used to do impressions of that woman. What is that woman's name that stood at the podium?
Big Fatty. Yes, I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of her name either.
But y'all, he was the communications director for the White House for a while. Stephen Baldwin.
Big Fatty, you can't have a reality show without a Baldwin. That's true. Tonya Harding. You know, she was on the. The dancing here recently.
Calvin Johnson, he is a sports ball player. That Carson Kressley, you know, he was on the original Queer Eye. Eva Marie, y'all don't have any idea who that is. And Tiffany Pollard, y'all, and evidently there's already controversy because... That Caitlyn Jenner and Bobby Moynihan backed out
due to discrepancies in what they got paid for being on the little show. So, y'all, anyway, they should be going into the Big Brother house today, Monday. And y'all, evidently, that the Chen Moonves bot will be back to host Big Fatty. Y'all, today the 14th of January, y'all, it's very important to celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard this person's voice just a couple of weeks ago doing a BFO appreciation episode, and y'all, he said that 20 minutes of ruination was much harder than he expected it to be. B, Fatty, you can say that again, y'all. 20 minutes of B, Fatty. He is all weekend long, y'all, he has been posting pictures, probably on the face space, but definitely on the 20 of him out there at the Disneyland, the Rat World West. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it's none other than the pilot of the former airplane little show. Y'all, it's Steve the Tater. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Steve the Tater. And y'all, he posted a picture of him with a Wookiee. I think it was a Wookiee, I think, but anyway, y'all, I couldn't tell the difference. I wasn't sure which was the Wookiee and which was Steve the Tater. Big Fatty, yo, by the way, Steve the Tater says that Big Fatty gave him that nickname. Y'all, I do call him Steve the Tater. But y'all, that nickname came from that Georgian Atlanta. George, y'all, it's sad. It's just sad to see George going downhill. You know, he just gets so confused. Fatty, if anybody knows about getting confused, it's you. But y'all, if you see Steve the Tater on the 20 or the face space, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. But not the frozen lemonade. You know, it's just not the same. It's just powdered. It's just not the same. No, baby. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, try the great stuff. It's delicious. I'm trying to think. Did I do anything this weekend? Big Fatty, there wasn't a whole lot on your list. One thing that I did do over the weekend is, y'all, I renewed the hosting and the BigFattyOnline.com domain for another year. Big Fatty, you don't need it, but for another 142 episodes, I know, a big one. Maybe you can get a refund. Well, you know, they didn't offer payment plans based on number of episodes, so I had to do it for another year. Y'all, by the way, do you have any idea? And I'm not saying this because I want anybody to go fund me or anything like that. But y'all, do you have any idea what, you know, you if you're listening to little shows, you know, I know that there are cheaper versions out there and all, and there are probably some complimentary ones. But y'all, Big Fatty, you know, I was set up on this one by Mr. Tim Kumo. You know, he is the patron saint of the BFO, and y'all, I dare not fuck it up. Big Fatty, you fuck it up enough without trying. Y'all, you know how much it costs me to get a year of hosting and renew my .com and for me to have a private domain, I don't know, registration fee or something like that. Do you have any idea? Big Fatty, do you want to give them some time to think about it? Sure, we'll give them some time to think about it. Yeah, I guess y'all, with the time's up, y'all, $218, big fatty, and on a fixed income. It's true. That's less than $20 a month, I guess, but, you know, that's, it's the price we pay, to ruin your day. Big fatty, you can say that again. It's the price we pay. Big fatty, the price you pay to ruin our day. I've renewed the BFO for another year. I cooked a beef steak on the grill on Saturday. Y'all, I did my nipple walks and everything, and but y'all, I really was a sloth. I was very much a sloth. Over the weekend, I've addressed now, y'all, transparency. I am recording this Sunday morning because y'all. I'm recording Sunday morning because y'all. Granny and Durwood and are on their way over here to the villa to be here lunchtime. Well, y'all, we're gonna go. Have some lunch, and y'all, then we're coming back to the villa and gonna make our reservations on the Aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for Aeroplano. But y'all, being ready, where are you going? Oh, you hadn't heard? Is heading back to New Orleans again this year. Y'all, we're going again in August. And y'all, but it's a week earlier than it was last year. Y'all, it'll be the 16th through the 18th of August this year. Y'all, the reason we did that is, y'all, we know that some folks are involved in the fields of education, and we thought if we did it a week earlier, maybe they'd be able to attend this year. Y'all, the rate is exactly the same rate that we were able to get last year, $99 a night. Y'all, we'll be at the Holiday Inn Superdome, same place we were last year. I think everybody was very pleased with that. And the other thing is, Big Fatty and Granny and Durwood, y'all, we're getting together after our lunch because, y'all, we're going to make our Aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for Aeroplano, reservations. Y'all, we're going to be flying out of Charleston on the 14th. That's Wednesday the 14th. And coming back on Tuesday the 20th. And y'all, we're using Sky Miles. And y'all, the amount of Sky Miles it takes this far out is very low. But, you know, as you get closer, it'll end up taking more Sky Miles. So if you're going to be using miles for your trip, you might want to look into it now. Now, the prices will probably go down a little bit. Mr. Cackle told me they're usually better about 2 months out or something like that. I don't remember what he said, actually. Being funny, you don't listen to what he says. Well, that's true, too. But anyway, y'all, start making your plans to be at Pride 48 2019, August 16th through the 18th in New Orleans. Yes, Big Fatty, I can't wait to go back to the Rawhide. Gussie, y'all, just finishing the weekend, went out. I was on that Stick It With a Poke Saturday night. Jim and Gavin are planning, by the way, to go to New Orleans again. The Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy are going as well. And I think Blind Guy Jay as well. Yes, me, Betty. Big, are you gonna cough up a lung? Well, it's that morning phlegm. The coffee is Big, are you sure it's not pop a throat? No, that'll be this afternoon. Big, Fanny. Y'all, I've been told my long-haired gentleman caller is coming by for an extended visit Sunday afternoon. Big, Fanny, that's why you're recording early. It's true. Y'all, I wanted to share this because y'all, you've heard me mention my friend the Nip. Lives out there in the Laguna Beach. And y'all, he sent me this textimonium. Y'all, this just shows you how fucked up my friends are. He sent me this textimonium, and y'all, it was about a dream. It was about a dream that he had. And he said, it was real nice to see you. And I said, what are you talking about? He says, well, I had a dream and you were in it. I said, oh, what was the dream about? And y'all, I'm just going to read it to you. He says, Apple bought all of the Hallmark stores and decided to close some of the stores, so they were having a going out of business sale. I was at a pool party at a local hotel that was celebrating the store closings. And I was in the pool when you swam up to me. You were doing your laps. Then you and I went and ate some soul food before going to the closing Hallmark store for some good deals. He says, oh, there's even more. There was a ceremony at the pool where I had to do a reading after some other people, but I couldn't wear jeans. A guy I went to high school with that I haven't thought of in 30 years was in my closet helping me look for slacks, but they were all too small as I stood there in my tidy whiteys. he says, anyway, it was nice visiting with you in the pool. And I said, well, you know, I do love a good deal after doing my swimming laps. He says, I know, you even commented how big and rectangular the pool was, and that they just don't design pools like that anymore because these days they design them for those damn kids. And I said, well, it sounds like an old person. And says, well, yes, of course. I know how much you liked the big rectangular pools in the old days. He went on to say, I said, well, those are the bygone days. He says, yeah. That's the most fucked up dream I think I've ever heard of. Big Fatty.
I see Big Fatty, that dream. It sounds like,
y'all, speaking of dreams, y'all, I had clean sheet night on Saturday night.
Big Fatty. And now you'll foul them when your gentleman caller comes. Oh, well, I hope so. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I hope to get all the rest of these grandma cards read to you. And y'all, I've got some voice letters. And y'all, now's the time to be calling in your Shark Week stories for Big Fatty. Because y'all, you know, Shark Week can't be far behind. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Seda 69 from the crashed airplane show.
I was Steve the Tater, because that's what Big Fatty calls me.
Well, Steve the Tater sounds better than Wes the Wookiee. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.